Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you join me again in another week where we're diving into God's Word, where we're saying, what is God saying to us, and what are we doing about it? How is the Word of God that we're reading, that we're feeding on, that we're chewing on, really feeding us? And then how are we living this out in our lives? How are we responding to the Lord? And if you've been joining us in the last couple of weeks, we've been having some really good, just fun, challenging, when I say fun, I mean challenging in the Holy Spirit, sets of episodes. Last week, we were in Romans 15, and we were just coming basically into a confrontation. I felt like my heart was being confronted just by Paul's teaching, really, on what does it mean to live this new way of life? What does it mean to love one another? What does it mean to bear one another's burdens? What does it mean to walk with one another in weakness? And it was a really beautiful week, so I want to encourage you to go back and listen to it if you haven't. And this week, we're going to go from Paul to John. And we've spent a little bit of time in 1 John. We've spent a lot of time in the Gospel of John, beautiful gospel. And John is the beloved disciple. He refers to himself over and over again in his own writings as the beloved disciple. It's kind of funny in the Gospel of John. You know, we hear this a lot, that John is the one writing it, and he's like referring to himself as the third person, you know, the beloved disciple laying his head on Jesus's chest, the one who is closest to Jesus, all these different things. And it kind of comes off as like, okay, John, what are you doing? You know, it feels weird to refer to yourself in this third person. But the reality is there's something that John deeply understood about his identity. There's something that John internalized about who he was. And it wasn't even that he was a great preacher. It wasn't that he could do all these things in Jesus' name, which are all important, but it was that he was beloved. And he internalizes that so much that he proclaims it and he declares it and he writes it. And so the center of so much of what we see in John's writing is this core of being the beloved. And I've been reading recently this little book called Beloved by an author named Francis Chan. And it's just a really good book just about his own personal journey and just resting with the Lord, enjoying God, and not trying to prove to God that we love him, but receiving God's love. And I've just been so convicted by it as I've been reading it and as I've been diving into the scriptures that are going along with the book. And a lot of the scriptures have been from John, right? Because he internalized this identity that he's loved by God. And so that's what I want to do this week, is dive into some of the sections from 1 John chapter 4 and read about being loved by God, read about the love of God. And I think, friends, what we often do when we talk about the gospel, when we talk about grace, when we talk about discipleship, when we talk about God's love, it's like we hear it so much, like Jesus died for us or God loves you, that we become almost immune to the words. And so what I want to do at the beginning of this week, as we're diving into this word, and we're going to hear a lot about God being love and God loving us, and it's just easy for this to roll right off our backs, for us to just not even engage with it and with our hearts, because we're like, oh, we know about that. Like, I know God loves me. Yeah, Jesus loves me, all this kind of stuff. And without it really penetrating our hearts, and maybe once it penetrated your heart, maybe it does, you know, multiple times a week, all of these different things, but God wants to give you a fresh outpouring in the power of his Spirit every single day in his love. And I'm not talking about an emotion. I'm talking about a supernatural thing happening in our hearts, where we actually come to believe how much God loves us. So I want to talk about that this week. I want to go on a journey together. And as we do that, only each of us knows those places in our hearts that we need to ask God to help us to open up, or we need to ask God to help us to receive his love. I know those places in me. You know those places in you. And as we journey, to be attentive to those places so we can continue to receive what God wants us to receive. So if you'll join me, let's go ahead and pray. And then we're going to be in 1 John chapter 4. So join me in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are the love poured into our hearts by God. The love that exists between the Father and the Son. This love that is stronger than death. And as we talk this week, as we talk today about being loved by God, about being His beloved, Lord, that you would continue to pour the Holy Spirit into our hearts. And Holy Spirit, that you would come and you would permeate every single aspect of our being, that we would just be soaked in God's love as we go throughout this day. And we may know in our core how much we are loved. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, so we're going to start in verse 13. And I would encourage you on your own time and your own prayer to read the whole chapter reading up to us. I mean, if you're reading the whole book, it's only four or five chapters, so it's pretty short. And so it's a good thing to kind of sit down and read big chunks of at a time, or kind of read the whole thing and meditate on. But this whole section really is called God is Love. So we're going to begin at verse 13. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his own Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So we know and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. In this is love perfected within us, that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and he who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother and whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this is the commandment we have from him, that he who loves God should love his brother also. There is a lot there that we're going to dive into. And again, we're going to go line by line and just break down what John is saying here. And this is very John style. You know, as we go through Paul, we see really long run-on sentences. As we go through John, we see kind of this back and forth of I and you and me and abiding in him. And if we abide in him and if we love others. And, you know, it's kind of like, it seems like a little bit of a math problem. But we start here with this verse 13. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us. Right, so I want to get a good definition of abide, because it's going to be used a lot here. It's going to be used multiple times. And I think abide, again, it's one of those, we hear it in John 15, we hear it in the scriptures, so we're like, well, I know what that means. Like, and we kind of just gloss over it. So we see that here in this first line. By this we know that we abide in him and him in us. So in the first half of this sentence, we're getting a fundamental truth. We abide in him and he in us. What does it mean to abide? To remain, to stay, to dwell, to continue on, remaining in Christ, staying in God's love, persevering in faith, to remain with God continually, not leaving him, to dwell in God, to stay in God, to remain in God. So this first sentence that John is saying, in the first half of the sentence says, we know that we abide in him. We know that we dwell in him. We know that we stay with him, that we continue on with him, that we remain in him. We know that we dwell in Christ, which is amazing. Right, there's a truth right there in that first couple lines. You dwell in Christ. You're completely surrounded by Christ. You're saturated in Christ. You are placed in Christ. This is another place Paul says you are in Christ. You are blessed in Christ. You are seated in Christ. It's this reality the gospel does to us, that our baptism does for us, is we are now in Christ. We are not just like Christ. We are in Christ. Whoever is in Christ is a new creation. So we are in him. We're actually dwelling in him. What's surrounding us as believers, as one who's been purchased by his blood, is Jesus. This is where this confidence comes from, surrounding us like in this warm hug. But that's such a lame analogy to what's happening here. We are planted in Christ. We dwell in him. It's this amazing reality. And furthermore, it says we know one, we abide in him, we dwell in him, we stay with him, we remain in him, and he in us. The fact that we are in Christ is completely mind-blowing. It's an amazing truth. But then he goes further and he says, and he in us, he abides in us. He dwells in us. We dwell in Christ and Christ dwells in us. Christ stays with us. It's one thing to say, like Jesus teaching, like in John 15, abide in me, remain with me, stay with me. It's this idea of like, okay, Lord, I can stay with you. I can pray with you. I'm remaining in you. That somehow makes sense because you are God. But then Jesus remaining with us, it's like this image that he stays with us. He dwells with us. He's right here in our heart. He does it. To abide means they don't leave. So we dwell in him. But it's such a deep, beautiful, because of our baptism. We've talked about this so much on this show. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. God dwells in us. He abides in us. He stays with us. He stays with us. I just want you to breathe that in. I want you to take that in. There's this amazing little book I read one year for Lent. And it was like an Opus Dei book, basically taking you through like this journey of Lent. They also had an Advent book. It was like a daily meditation thing. And I still remember, maybe it was Advent. It was Lent or Advent. It was one of those liturgical seasons. And I remember this meditation that was kind of taken from the road to Emmaus, you know, when the disciples are there and they realize it's the Lord and they're like, stay with us, stay with us. And I remember reading this over and over again, that they had this one line that they kind of pulled from it and made it into this beautiful meditation. And it was this prayer of, Lord, stay with us because our hearts are full of darkness and you are the one true light. Just that prayer, Lord, stay, stay. Don't leave me alone. And this beautiful reality that John is giving, he's saying just in this first sentence, we know, not we think, not maybe this could be true, or we're hoping that this could be true. We know, we have the knowledge that we dwell in him and he dwells in us. And then this is where we're going to go tomorrow, but I want to get to it today. Why? Because he's giving us a because. How do we know this? Because he has given of us his own spirit. So it's both how we know it and how God abides in us, because he has given to us his own spirit. So friends, I want you to meditate on that today as we go in our day, as you move. Maybe you're listening to this in the quiet. Maybe you're listening to it in your prayer time. Maybe it's the end of the day and you've already had all the chaos in your day. But as you go out from this place of listening, as you go out from hearing God's word, that just at different times, put your hand on your heart. I've been doing this after I received the Eucharist. Just put your hand on your heart and live in that reality of God dwells in me. Christ dwells in you. He's with you. You in him and he in you. And allow the Holy Spirit to come and permeate your mind with the amazing truth of that reality. Thank you so much for joining us. Join us again tomorrow. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at avemariaradio.net and at renewalministries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.